Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Amen. So, praise God. You may be seated. It's awesome. I won't take too long, but I do wanted to just give you more reason to wave your palm today. Look at Matthew 21. The Gospel of Matthew. Hallelujah. Praise God. Matthew 21. Now when they drew near, verse 1, near Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, at the Mount of Olives, then sent two disciples, saying to them, go into the village opposite to you, and immediately you'll find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And this little colt is one of the hidden heroes of Palm Sunday. I love the story in this particular detail. Now, in that, it's just so much fun of the Lord that he looks at every little detail, and he mentions this little baby donkey, in a sense. He's a young donkey with his mama. Loose them and bring them to me, and if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, the Lord has need of them, and immediately he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, that's Zechariah. Okay, that's the quote, the word that was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. So according to the scripture, now, just think of this. Just the one of the aspects of Bible that often most people just take for granted, don't understand sometimes, is the mystery on the awesomeness of prophecy in the Bible. That 550 years before, in the time of Zechariah prophesies that it's Messiah coming. He'll be the king of Israel, the prophetic one who is the promised one from God. And he's coming. Tell the daughter of Zion, which is Jerusalem, basically, the daughter of Zion. Zion is it's Jerusalem. In other words, God's people gathered together under his authority and blessing. Behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. Now, Jesus fulfills this prophecy, and he fulfills, just continues to hear in this, if you can fulfill 8 prophecies, if a person is fulfilling 8 prophecies even, that's the chance of that being happening is 1 to 1 trillion. Do you know that? Now, Jesus did not just fulfill 8 prophecies. He fulfilled 300 prophetic words that have been given hundreds and some couple of thousand years before. He is fulfilling all. That's like astronomical. There's not even a number that the chance of one person fulfilling it. That's because Jesus is the Lord, the Savior, the Messiah that's promised one. That's fun to take note of that. So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. They brought the donkey and the colt, laid their clothes on them, and set him on them. And a very great multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Then the multitudes who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, so these are, they cut down branches from the palm trees, okay? That's where they say, Hosanna to the Son of David. Say, Hosanna. To the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Amen. And when Jesus had come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? So the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee. Then Jesus went into the temple of God and drove out all the money changers. And and the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying out of the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were indignant. So, that's the way it is. I can see some of the media today, you know. One of the reasons I don't like the media, you know, obviously, most of them, they don't like believing Christians. I think they're ignorant people. But I'm pointing, this is awesome. This is the beginning of Holy Week, Palm Sunday, and I just love it. It's so awesome, so prophetic, so full of the juices of the gospel. This Palm Sunday, for example, is mentioned in all four gospels, Matthew 21, Mark 11, verses 1 through 11, Luke 19, 29 through 40, and John chapter 12, verses 12 through 19. So this is, it's all four gospels have a version, one perspective that they're, it's like, tell me what happened, and I ask Hank, and then I ask Katie, and I ask Dale, and there may be different, and I ask Jill, and there may be four different versions. What did you see? I said this, I said that, and one, this is impressive to me. Another one, this is impressive. It's funny how some would say, awesome how Jesus entering. For me, how sweet it is to find that among the stars of this awesome, historic, earth-shaking, history-shaping event is a little junior donkey. I think it touches my heart. Anyway, so palm branches in the Bible symbolize victory, triumph, and the goodness of God. And often you'll find that in those days, if you look at the coins, in archaeological digs, they will have symbols of palms on them. So it meant quite a bit in those palm branches often were depicted on buildings. Solomon had palm branches carved into the walls and the doors of his awesome temple as a symbol of kingly elegance and beauty. 1 Kings 6:29 says, on the walls all around the temple, in both the inner and outer rooms, he carved cherubim, palm trees, and open flowers. So this was in the temple. And then you find, guess what? In the book of Revelations, this is exciting, but this is part of the activity that you will one day be involved in. You are doing it here, of course, that's wonderful. But even in the heavenly glory, Revelation 7:9. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count from every nation. Say, every nation.
Every nation.
Every tribe.
Every tribe.
Every people.
Every people.
Every language. Standing before the throne and before the Lamb. So people from every nation, every tribe, every language. So we are standing before the throne and before the Lamb of God. Who is the Lamb of God?
Jesus.
And so that Palm Sunday signifies, this is the beginning also of Passover season at that time as Jesus enters the temple, enters the gates of Jerusalem, that he is about the Passover, the true, ultimate Passover lamb is going to present himself as a sacrifice for you, for me, and my children. And how many of you have kids? And what touches me, never thought of it as a young man, I never thought of it. Then when I got married and had children, all that. And when your child goes through something, by the way, I want to just send a healing touch. Joshua Mills had his little daughter had a challenge, physical, and we was just this communion service I want to dedicate for, specifically for Liberty, for Joshua's Mills' little daughter, for awesome healing touch to touch her. Today, give us a turnaround. That's concern. Anyway, so here we are from every tribe, language, nation, people standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. So this is part of the scene of what you're doing in heaven. Just want to give, you know how previews of coming attractions? See, if I could pan a camera on you prophetically, in eternity, part of that picture, I'm already telling you, you're going to be waving some palm branches, saying, Hosanna to the Lamb of God in heaven. How about that? Okay? We are going to have an appointment. How about meeting up there one day? Is that all right?
Yes.
I'm going to meet you and say, howdy. Isn't it great to be here? And you say, yes, it's awesome. We discussed this. And we're going to have an appointment, all right?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm going to ask the Lord to have Michael lead some of that worship there.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I know we have an appointment there. And we'll be wearing white robes, waving palm branches before the Lamb from every tribe and language. And that's why God is saying not one tribe is going to be missing. Not one language is going to be missing. So I am grateful I'm living in this age. I don't care what Imam is saying, you can't come into this country, or what priest or whatever is trying to shut the door to the gospel of the Lamb of God. God, Jesus thinks he is King of Glory. You know what? He is the King of Glory. It's not just an impression. And so, if he says, he's the boss. And he says from every tribe, every language, every nation, you cannot shut the door to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So this is the significance. Palm Sunday is just so beautiful. The triumphant entry of the Lord Jesus. And it is appropriate that we take note of it and say Hosanna and have palm branches. And the disciples spread their cloaks and the people are giving a shout unto the Lord. And this is some of the first time that Jesus is openly declaring the Messiah has come. It's time to reveal himself. It's no longer Clark Kent in any way, it's Superman. If I can put it that way, sorry. And the reference, as I shared with you, Zechariah 9:9, with rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem, see your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey on a colt, the foal of a donkey. So Jesus is riding into the capital city where he is and going to be eternally King of Kings. He's coming. He's being declared as the conquering king. But all the humble people. And God is, the Father is saying, he deserves your praise and your worship. So this is, Palm Sunday reminds us of God's plan of redemption. There is an awesome plan to redeem each of you. And all of this, I don't think I completed my thought there about how precious our children are. When I desperately needed healing touch for my sons, Jesus showed up. And, you know, when your kids are so precious to you, and of course our family, that you're going to see your family members in heaven waving the palm branches because Jesus did it all for us. So forever, we want to declare you are worthy. And I so appreciate that we have time to give him worship and praise every Sunday, every Friday, and whenever we can. When you're driving, remember, give him time to give time. Do not hold back any time. Say, oh Lord, I worship you, I praise you. I am happy to be called a fanatic. Praise you, Jesus. Once you get baptized with the Holy Ghost, you start saying, you know, it changes your language. It started changing my language. I was a little shy when I knew I was saved, but I was not filled with the Spirit, and somehow I didn't have that release. Once I got the Holy Spirit, just telling you that there is an effect, there is a transformation where it gives you more of a release to praise him, worship him. And we are all separated from God, and God's solution was he, during this Holy Week, Jesus took our sins and our sicknesses. He took the curse. He died for us, Romans 5:8. But God demonstrated his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Say, Christ died for me. Amen. So in spite of our sinfulness, God the Father, through his Son's death on the cross, demonstrated his great love. And it's the love of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And our simple act, our response, therefore, Scripture indicates, what should we do? Acts 3:19, repent then, and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. Say, times of refreshing. Isn't that great? I mean, I love it that he's sending his Spirit of refreshing. How many of you need refreshing? Say, Lord, we welcome the Spirit of refreshing. Be refreshed. More, more, more. Tell your neighbor, receive refreshing. Receive refreshing. Woo! Yeah. You know, one of the things they noted the last time I was in Pennsylvania doing the Voice of the Prophets, and there was that whole auditorium had, I think it wasn't the same thing, but we packed in about 2,500, 3,000 people. Now, I was made the dumb mistake of saying, if you want to stick around, I'll pray for everybody who wants. And so I didn't realize what I was saying. And I insisted, everyone who wants to go home, go home. But those who want, I'll stay behind. Not one left. Michael, you were with me, right? Yeah. And I think Sarah was there with us. So was it next time? I don't know. Forget. But the fragrance near the end, for the last portions, I mean, and it was till 3 o'clock in the morning, I was praying. And the fragrance of God came, and it was so awesome and significant that clothing, they would give me scarves, and it would immediately be perfumed. And it was like the fragrance and the refreshing. God just sent a spirit of refreshing and supernatural fragrance. It was, oh, and they were still talking about it. So there were some people who came and said, do you remember when you were, and the fragrance came in. It was very notable. Anyway, may the Spirit, I want to take a breath and just say, thank you, Lord. For the spirit of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. And so, this Palm Sunday, we welcome afresh and honor Hosanna to the highest. We honor the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. He is the mighty and awesome God. Deuteronomy 10 says, for the Lord your God, verse 17, is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality. So he's no respecter of person. Doesn't matter whether you have a big title, whether you are an elite, whether you have $200 million, doesn't matter to him, or you live in a little simple little hut or a little apartment, doesn't matter to him. He is no respecter of persons. For you, he is the awesome God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, who loves you. And he is the blessed and only ruler, 1 Timothy 6:15, which God will bring about in his own time. God, the blessed and only ruler, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So today, I want to just bow down before him and worship him and honor him and receive him and receive every promise of God for ourselves, our families, and we lay down and look forward to, even in the heavenly glory, laying down, waving the palm branches and saying, Hosanna! Hosanna! So let's all stand up. Thank you, Lord. He counsels us to continue to praise him. He is worthy. And as we see the awesomeness of what he has done, continue to absorb the blessings of Easter. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Today, we have released it on the World Wide Web, that the Lord, this particular 2017, this Palm Sunday and this Holy Week and Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday, that he is taking the poisons of generations of what the serpent has tried to inject into our culture, into our society, and where our individual journeys are concerned, where he has injected any kind of pain and division, broken family relationship. May the King of Glory remove every poison and heal every broken heart. We say, Hosanna. Welcome to the King of Glory. Let the King of Glory come in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord of Hosts. The Lord Jesus Christ. He is the King of Glory. Hallelujah. Now to wave your palm branches for a moment. Say, keep on saying, Hosanna! Hosanna! Hosanna to the King of Glory. Amen. Praise God. Glory! Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.